America is the only country in the world that does not offer a comprehensive healthcare program nationwide.
En un estudio que estoy viendo, como 72% de los niños tenían caries, y de eso por ahí casi 90 eran latinos.
The main challenge regarding dental health and dental care in general across the U.S. is the high cost.
Cuando el medical me lo pagaba, iba dos veces por año por la limpieza. Pero como ahora yo tengo que pagarlo, no más una vez al año.
The United States is the world's leading nation in healthcare costs, which make up 17% of its GDP. The figure is more than the average in industrial countries. America is the only country in the world that does not offer a comprehensive healthcare program nationwide. According to a Harvard University study, 45,000 annual deaths are linked to lack of a nationwide and comprehensive healthcare coverage in the U.S., with most of the victims from the Latino community.
Latinos and people of color are less healthy than those who have access to healthcare. There are huge disparities, and so there's... Sometimes Latinos and other people of color will have higher rates of death from cancer because they're not screened for cancer early enough. So by the time Latinos access health care, it's too late. So there's a higher rate of death from cancers, from lots of other illnesses. HIV, it's been an issue that the services and the medications have not reached our community. So there's an effort around the country to reduce those health disparities, but I'm afraid it hasn't changed in the last two decades. There's still a huge disparity. They come to the U.S. from rural parts of other countries, from rural parts of Central America, rural parts of Mexico, and they grow a lot of fresh food where they come from. Then they come to the big cities in the U.S. and they don't have access to fresh food anymore. They live in areas where markets do not carry fresh food, and there's a lot of fast food restaurants in low-income areas. So it's a combination of just a different environment, different living environment. We also know that in Latin American countries, people still walk a lot and walk around and get around by walking. That tends to stop in the U.S., and our Latino children become much more sedentary, watching lots of television, playing video games. And so the longer that Latino immigrants live in the U.S., the less healthy they become.
Obama's healthcare reform, also known as Obamacare, managed to reduce the deaths caused by lack of insurance to a certain degree. According to a Harvard University study, the figure dropped to 18,000. But it is still much lower than the common estimates. Some argue that the high number is due to a spike in immigration, but this is not totally true. To reduce that number, the best solution is undoubtedly taking preventive health programs with a focus on younger victims. In California, for instance, one of the most prevalent healthcare issues among the Latino community is dental treatment.
One of the major challenges which the Latino community in the U.S. faces has to do with dental health services. Those services are covered by insurance only, something which Latinos have no access to.
De los seguros y todo eso que mucha de la población no tiene ese acceso, entonces
One research has shown that 72% of American children are suffering from teeth cavity. The rate among Hispanic kids is 90%.
Por ahí casi 90 eran latinos.
What's missing is sometimes there's lack of attention to this issue, to this population, and there's lack of resources. What's missing in our communities is youth education, youth programs, parental programs on nutrition. We don't have enough resources in low-income areas like San Fernando and Pacoima and East LA to really work with families around nutrition and cooking differently. Those kinds of things are really missing, you know, having their children eat healthier foods. I think families can, and grandmothers are really important in our community. So grandmothers and other role models can really provide a lot of support to the younger generation about eating nopalitos, you know, and eating tortillas and things that are not a lot of tortillas, but eating healthier foods. I wrote an article a while back called Acculturation is Bad for Your Health, and I do encourage us to grow gardens when we can, to eat fresh foods when we can, and to do that together.
Yo le llamo choque cultural.
I describe it as a national collapse. The number of members of the Latin American community who pay regular visits like once in 3 months or 6 months to their dentists is not considerable. In fact, there's no such inclination among them to do so. The Hispanic community is indeed low-cultured when it comes to dental health.
I mean, it's true. There are many cultural factors that affect Latino health practices. But research has found that if insurance is provided, if health care is accessible, nearby, they will use it.
To make up for this poor status and the government's failure to offer services to the Latin American community, some citizens have tried to come up with humanitarian solutions.
We have a project here on our campus. We got a federal grant, and there's Professor Joyce Gilbert that just got a small grant to work with Latino children in some of the local elementary schools to reduce obesity. And so what she is doing is working with teachers, teaching them certain kinds of exercises that the kids can do at school. And she's also working with parents to work with parents on nutrition and how to encourage their kids to be more active. All of that is missing. And the policy, sometimes there's not even attention at a policy level to these issues.
Otro evento es el Give Kids a Smile Day.
One of the activities led by a charity group known as Dedicating a Smile is working with children who lack dental insurance. We offer them checkup and fixing services. In fact, the volunteer dentists do their best for the promotion of dental health among those children.
Sometimes it's a long way for parents that don't have cars, that can't drive. It's hard after school. The kids are in school during the day. So it's access of care is the huge problem, not just financial, but just getting to those offices that are few and far between that will take the lower income.
Most of the Hispanic parents in California are suffering from lack of health insurance. Most of them also have no personal vehicle to get to the clinics. To solve that problem, the group has launched its mobile clinics to offer services to children from those families.
Cada mes vamos a una escuela.
They visit one school every month, where they offer free dental treatment to kids from primary levels to grades 3 or even 4 and 5.
Nos quedamos en esa escuela hasta que vemos todos los niños que tenemos consentimiento de los papás.
Oye, ¿y cuántos camiones?
How many of these vans have you got?
No, tenemos varios. Este es uno de los...
I guess we have around 6 or 7 of them. Here's the largest one. It's equipped with 3 dental machines.
Pero tenemos por lo menos quizás 7, 6 a 7 de estos, pero como le dije, este es uno de los más grandes.
Some of these students barely remember the last time they visited a dentist. In fact, to these kids, what the volunteers do is like a sweet, unforgettable memory. Which one of you like the dentist?
Yeah.
How many times have you been checked up by a dentist so far?
Tres veces.
How about here?
Dos.
Which one do you like more?
Esta.
Why this one?
Porque ellos no la hace duro, ellos la hace sabre.
These vans also offer training services in addition to treatment. Did you learn how to brush your teeth?
Yes.
What do you feel like now after the dentist fixed your teeth?
Yo siento más limpio.
Seriously?
Yo también.
Yo también.
A mí me gusta porque no se quita los dientes. No te mete como seña como rapar los dientes.
And do you like this dentist too?
Sí.
It is also a funny experience full of smiles for the children. They receive gifts, therefore they are all eager to repeat the experience. And gradually they learn that visiting a dentist is a necessity and should be a routine practice. Did you receive a gift too?
Uh-huh. En esto que me gusta mucho porque ellos que van a la escuela en allí en high school.
What is this?
Mi lentes.
Es una cosa para quitar la comida de los dientes.
Did you learn how to use it?
Uh-huh. And esto es tu cepillo porque puedes limpiar tus dientes.
So you learned it very well, didn't you? Unlike the well-behaving volunteer dentists from the charity group, most of the regular dentists in California keep rejecting low-income clients and those who lack medical insurance.
Dentistry is very expensive, and in fact, they're even for the people with poor income, there was a Dent-A-Cal in California, and I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, they totally cut that out, so people without money cannot afford any dental care. And in fact, next week there's going to be another program that's reaching out to everyone. They're going to have free dentistry here on this facility. But so children still do have Dent-A-Cal, but it's many dentists do not like to take Dent-A-Cal because it pays so low, and so many kids go without. It's access of care that they cannot find dentists that will take them.
Dr. Brookman says there is also a recently developed project in which not only children but also the elderly will enjoy the services. She says the program has been warmly welcomed and supported by those who need it.
I used to go to a dentist twice a year because I had insurance, but now because I no longer have the coverage and I have to pay a lot of money, I visit the clinic only once a year.
What advantages does this center have for you compared to other clinics?
It's the first time I'm here for dental services. I like everything about it. The doctors are kind and welcoming.
How expensive are dental services on average in the United States?
Oh, sí, son muy caros.
Skyrocketing, especially for people like me who live on their pension. For me, it's extraordinarily expensive.
Y sí, es muy carito.
Es caro.
Dental services are very expensive across the U.S. In fact, a regular and routine dental checkup or treatment could cost an average worker or employee the salary of 1 week.
Fácilmente se lo gasta en un procedimiento sencillo dental. Es extremadamente caro.
This new dental service is available to the unemployed workers or people with no insurance. All they have to do is to pay a very little amount of money, or sometimes even nothing, to enjoy the services.
The Hispanic Dental Association is a national program initiated by the American Association of Dentists. We have got membership in a medical charity for commoners. It seeks to offer free social work and treatment to the clients while protecting their dignity.
y ayudar con dignidad. Luego tenemos a nivel...
The international program also covers clients in such countries as Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Panama. In those centers, the clients receive genuine treatment, including dental fixing, cleaning, extraction, and other services. We offer instant treatment as well. Sometimes, when the problem is severe, we refer to clients to other centers, which would charge them below the normal rate, or we do introduce them to the so-called state emergency program.
Que le llaman de emergencia, o sea, donde tenga el problema, se lo van a atender.
Analyzing the common reasons why members of the Latin American community rarely visit dental treatment centers, one would come to the conclusion that in addition to economic issues, the main problem is lack of awareness. There is also a cultural reason, as the number of Spanish-speaking doctors is very small, because they face huge difficulty receiving work permit in the U.S.
Communicating with non-Spanish speaking dentists is a big problem for America's Hispanic communities. However, the main issue is still the economic issue, that is, the high cost of dental services.
Pero más que todo, yo creo que es el sentido que es caro.
En Estados Unidos hace falta.
There is a general scarcity of dentists across the US and California in particular. And what makes it worse for the Latin American community is the small number of Spanish-speaking dentists. Only less than one-third of the dentistry graduates coming out of California's state universities seek to learn Spanish.
Unfortunately, hardly can you find a Spanish-speaking doctor when you visit a dental clinic, even in areas where over 80% of the population is made up of Hispanic communities. The doctors are mostly from Iran, South Korea, etc. You would rarely find a dentist from Mexico, Bolivia, Colombia, or other Latin American nations. The secretaries are mostly Hispanic in those places, but not the dentists.
La mayoría de los agentes asistentes o recepcionistas son hispanos, pero no los doctores, no los dueños de las oficinas.
There are quite a few reasons you can't find Hispanic doctors in America's dental clinics. One is the fact that many of the dentistry students had to drop out of college because they needed to earn a living for their families.
We don't have enough Latino students, pre-med students. There's a study out of UCLA where a professor found out that out of the 100 Latino students that begin in kindergarten, only half will graduate high school. Less than half will go on to BA. Less than half then go on to doctorates. So we lose, while we're the majority at the beginning, they drop out in the process. There's a problem with retaining Latinos and helping them graduate. And we just got a grant here, a $5 million grant, to recruit and retain, because recruiting doesn't help. We have 35% Latinos here, but we're not successful if they don't graduate. And we have a high dropout rate. So the grant is to help them stay in school. Help them stay in their math and in their engineering so that they can graduate with a degree.
Another reason why there are few Spanish-speaking dentists in the U.S. is the fact that the degree holders mainly do not have a work permit. In fact, those graduates who have studied in their home countries face so many hurdles to get a permit to work in the U.S.
Aquí en Estados Unidos,
Fields like medicine, dentistry, and law are the most difficult degrees to get in the U.S. This is even tougher in California, which is referred to by many as the Golden State, where jobs are more available to graduates.
El estado de oro, donde hay más trabajo, más poder económico, social y político.
Although being part of the United States, the world's fourth leading economy, the state of California has failed to offer a win-win solution that could befit both the federal authorities and those seeking jobs. Therefore, to get rid of the paperwork hurdles and the bureaucracy, Latin American immigrants have been forerunners in offering innovative programs.
Los jóvenes ¿Quieren ser dentistas? Los jóvenes quieren ser doctores.
Young students who wish to become doctors do not know the process of how to go ahead and pursue that goal. Their parents have no idea how to do the official paperwork required to get their children to continue their studies in their desired fields.
En el colegio que le dicen, ¿haz que te falta esto? Vienen con el papá porque es la única persona que le puede ayudar.
This is mainly due to the fact that parents are mainly uneducated themselves. Given the complicated bureaucracy existing in the United States, the issue becomes even tougher. They do not know how to inquire the information. A friend of mine and I had a huge difficulty learning how to get a work permit. Actually, it took us years to receive it. And we realized that the complicated process continues to be a huge obstacle on the ground for the immigrants who have studied in their home countries. They had no idea how to go ahead. To partially solve that problem, we managed to get a fund for some of those immigrants. We have successfully provided them with $80,000 for tuition fees and facilitating the permit work process for immigrant dentists.
And that's how the Hispanic Dental Association was founded. It's a charity organization set to celebrate its 23rd anniversary this year. In addition to offering dental treatment across California, the group is now moving to cover the entire country, aiming to help all the needy and not just one particular community.
La asociación se dedica a...
The association offers various services and is involved in several activities aimed at helping the Latin American community located in Los Angeles.
Tratamos de avanzar a muchos de nuestros estudiantes para terminar sus carreras.
We also provide funding to a large number of students to help them finish their education.
Asistentes, lo que sea, y apoyarlos en el sentido de becas, cosas así.
Stella, who is a young dentist from Mexico, moved to Los Angeles 2 years ago. She suffered big time due to the disorder in the red tape prevalent in the U.S. until she met members of the Hispanic Dental Association.
Primero llegué.
When I moved here, I couldn't speak English. Therefore, I had to attend language courses for 1 year. Then I applied to work at a clinic as an assistant dentist. Actually, I had no idea how to start work on my own and get the official permit. Then I met Dr. Barbosa, the founder of the Hispanic Dental Association in Los Angeles. He facilitated the process for me. When I came here, I was filled with hope. I was planning to open my own clinic using my university degree.
Uno de los doctores me recomendó a la con el doctor Barbosa, que es de la Hispanic Dental Association.
Then I got disappointed after a while as I heard about the complicated process. However, getting into the association, I regained my confidence and motivation. The association helped me with having my degree translated and approved, which was the main step in getting the work permit.
Otros que están en el proceso que yo estaba, entonces prácticamente te devuelven esa esperanza de que sí se puede.
The main challenge regarding dental health and dental care in general across the U.S. is the high cost. This makes citizens look for some sort of private and self-funded insurance which could fully cover their treatment charges. As highlighted in this documentary, there is a growing need for novel ideas to tackle the issue of healthcare. One such idea was the Hispanic Dental Association, offering services to Latin American immigrants as well as low-income citizens. The group also provides job consultation for dentistry graduates who emigrate from the Latin American nations. Such an innovative program, there is no doubt, can take a major step towards meeting the basic healthcare rights of citizens.